Today, we're looking at this Reddit post. Is WPF dead in 2025? Let's take an in-depth look at the full state of WPF today. In the Reddit therapy space for .NET developers, this poor guy has been tasked with finding out once and for all, is WPF dead or not? I'm currently producing an essay for a school project. I'm trying to gain public opinion. What kind of school project is this? Archaeology. That's brilliant. Do you still use WPF in 2025? Have you moved on to something else? Let me know in the comments, because I like your comments. This guy says WPF is fine if you only target Windows desktop applications. All right. What else do you target with it? Good question. I still use WPF in a business setting. Yes, if you're in a business, you probably want to use WPF. If you take what people are saying on the internet, WPF has been dead for at least 10 years now. Yeah, that's a fair enough take. Avalonia is okay. Avalonia is pretty good, by the way. Oh, here's Avalonia Mike, one of the nicest guys on planet Earth. He says, WPF is very much alive. In fact, its usage is still growing faster than WinUI, which says a lot. I miss WinUI. I'll get to that later. The growth is modest but consistent. It's interesting for something that's supposedly dead that it's still growing. Eh? This isn't the golden era of Windows-only development anymore, correct? Many teams are evaluating alternatives. Still, WPF remains a mature, stable platform with proven reliability. That kind of predictability is exactly why many enterprises value in an SDK. We do, however, see more and more organizations migrating to Avalonia as supporting more than Windows becomes a priority. This is the best comment on this thread, and the only guy with any actual insider business insight, yeah, because he runs a cool company called Avalonia. I work in a maritime industry company. 80% of our applications running on ships or oil rigs are console-based. WPF, yes. This is like the dark matter developers that Scott Hanselman used to go on about. Microsoft doesn't publish any WPF numbers. I wish they did, because then you could actually make an informed decision. This guy still uses it. I'm still highly obsessed with WinForms. Well, that's probably going to be another video. So Reddit gets this question a lot. Is there a future for WPF? Is it worth learning WPF? Windows is not going to go away anytime soon. This guy says, why do users claim that the WPF is not supported by Microsoft when updates are still being released in .NET 9? Yeah, fine. They made it part of the .NET Foundation. I won't talk about them. I don't want to get cancelled any more than I am. Beyond that, WPF is nearly 20 years old. It's true. I remember WPF. It was so good. .NET Framework 3.5. Service Pack 1, Service Pack 2. This guy says, is WPF still good? What would he use? MAUI, Forms, or WPF? I also use WPF for non-web internal user-facing apps. I've been creating WPF for a while now. Okay, it's good. I mean, it's obligatory. Have you tried Avalonia comment? We'll get to that in a sec. I work at one of the largest tool and die companies in the US. I make WPF applications for a variety of things. And one of my largest applications for collection, presentation of data, communication between employees is done in WPF. Yes, WPF is still alive, but just how alive is it? Well, let's take a look at the contributions to the open source .NET WPF repo. Commits over time, looking pretty good, although most of them is this .NET Maestro bot. Whoever this guy is keeping the end up. I hope Microsoft is paying him well and he's not working for free. Let's take a look at the competitors. Avalonia, yeah, doing very well as well. If you exclude the commits from .NET Maestro, probably an equal amount of activity here. .NET MAUI. Oh, .NET MAUI, look. I've got the Xamarin shirt on, you see, because I'm going to talk about MAUI. MAUI has a crazy amount of activity for something that I did a spicy video on after the layoffs. Gerald is at it. Good on him. But what about what was supposed to be the new WPF back in the day? WinUI. WinUI was XAML-based. It was the future. I loved it. I loved it. This is a really sad story. So the last 12 months, barely any activity has happened. Basically maintenance. If you go to all history, you can see how WinUI was basically abandoned in the end of 2021, and that's really, really makes me sad because I loved it. I absolutely loved it. WinUI was supposed to be the future of Windows XAML-based stuff. At one point, Microsoft was telling you to do it. But look at this, yeah? This is me live coding a WinUI app, which was on the App Store. This was a port of Windows Live Writer. If you remember Windows Live Writer, it was this horrible WinForms monstrosity that was really old. Scott Hanselman open sourced it, and I took the code and made it all WinUI compatible. You could add a blog, right? And this was all XAML as well. All of my WPF skills were directly translatable to this, and I had a full editor and everything. Let's see if I can find it. Look, he's going to change it to light theme. Look, it actually switched. This was all built in. It was amazing. This was supposed to be the future. Look how confused I look. I was live streaming to absolutely zero people. If you want me to live stream again, let me know down below, and I might just do that. Look, oh, this was so good. This was so good. Miss it. Really miss it. So Microsoft still support WPF. In .NET, it is still a supported thing. If you use the .NET 8 version, though, you don't have much longer. You've probably got 1 year left, basically one year after the release of .NET 10. But hypothetically, you get 3 years if you time it right. And they will support it during that time. And it aligns with the new .NET stuff. If you use the old WPF, which is in .NET Framework, you get it for like 10 years or something. Like, it's tied to Windows. They keep adding new stuff to WPF as well. In .NET 8, we got harder acceleration, folder open dialog. .NET 9, they actually made it look like Windows 11. So the beauty of WinUI was that you got the Windows 10 Fluent theme, Windows 11 Fluent theme, straight out of the box. They added this to WPF, probably after they started abandoning WinUI. And they're still adding stuff to it in .NET 10. I might actually build an app in it for old time's sake. They're still updating the Fluent styles, bug fixes, code cleanup, new APIs. Look at that. All good. All good. Making it open source has given us some great stuff, like these new sample repositories. Look at this. They're actually actively investing in it. It warms the cockles of my cynical heart, including, for WPF samples using .NET Framework, click here. Let's have a look. Visit here. Oh, wow. Still there. One of the big reasons that WPF is not going anywhere is the vendor ecosystem of components. You'll be paying tens of thousands of dollars a year to get all of these templates and stuff you can drag and drop into your app. All good. This is DevExpress. Everyone loves a bit of DevExpress. Telerik, of course, still at it. Look at this blog. WPF at .NET Maui. How to choose. Don't ask me, because I'll get in trouble. Yeah, they're still going. Telerik, they're still selling their stuff, and they sponsor Microsoft and all their events to make sure that WPF is not going anywhere. WPF is also really popular in the open source world. Somebody's even added material design in XAML. Let's take a look at this. I haven't actually seen this before. It's very cool. Look at this. You can make your app look like a Google thing if you want. How cool is that? Zoom in a bit. Standard WPF control styles. Wow. You know, you can make a Windows app look like an Android app. That's awesome. Marapps.metro is still at it. This made WPF apps look like Windows 10 apps. Oh, look at this. Look at this. How good is this? Do you remember this type of tab thing from Windows 10? Where you had to slide horizontally? That's amazing. I don't know if you can see that down there. Awesome WPF has a list of all these resources, controls. It's still going. It's still going. And VVM was popularized by WPF as well. Reactive UI, highly recommended. Oh, look, Xamarin Forms platform. Look, it's Xamarin again. Yeah, Xamarin Forms platform, WPF. We can have a look at this. This makes me really sad. Xamarin Forms is no longer supported. Migrate your apps to .NET Maui. The death of WPF is a popular topic. Side chart here sells, again, more components. They've crunched the numbers on the NuGet packages. We can see that the equivalent, like Prism here, although you probably don't need it in the UWP and Maui, it's still growing. So all of these apps in your CI/CD pulling that package out, package down. These guys are so confident. They say that some estimates saying that there are 500,000 to 1 million actively developed applications worldwide in WPF. I believe it, but there's probably a nuance to this. So I think that the reason there is such this debate about the death of WPF is because I think WPF is really popular in America and very less popular elsewhere. So this in ZipRecruiter here says that the average WPF developer salary is $130,000, which is pretty good for a dev job, probably more than the average web developer in the States. But if you say look at the UK market, okay, we can see that permanent jobs requiring a C# WPF developer, 30 jobs. So 30 jobs mentioned WPF in 2024 in the UK, and I'm from the UK, you can probably tell by my voice. I believe it. I'm in the Japan job market, and I will say that there are no WPF jobs in Japan basically whatsoever. Okay, the only ones that exist are in some financial institutions maintaining or tweaking apps written outside of Japan by their international offices. So the big question is, where is WPF popular today outside the States? Google Trends tells you, and the answer will surprise you. It is, believe it or not, China. China has had an absolute resurgence of interest in WPF. China and South Korea, interestingly. So I said I'd talk about Avalonia, so I'm going to do it. I'm really impressed by this. So these guys are basically, they call themselves the open source WPF successor for .NET developers. And they have a really interesting product here called XPF. Now, they charge for this. Sorry, guys, people need to eat. Take your WPF apps to macOS and Linux in minutes. It just takes your WPF apps that makes them work cross-platform, which I think is really cool. The Mac version is now identical to the Windows version. And more importantly, we're very happy to be back to one code base, thanks to XPF. Lots of happy customers here. I'm probably going to try this out on the channel to see how good it is. These guys are doing what Microsoft couldn't do. Because look at this, back in the day, 2006, we had WPF everywhere. WPFE Community Technology Preview for Mac. Look at this, minimum requirements, PowerPC G3. Yeah, this was cross-platform WPF. But sadly, this turned into everybody's favorite punching bag, Silverlight. Look at this article. Microsoft goes cross-platform with Silverlight. Microsoft is taking its next generation user interface cross-platform. The new runtime lets .NET and XAML run on the Mac. Microsoft has started talking about user experience a lot. Design-centric development. Who remembers Blend? Expression Blend? Are they still making that? Wow. But we all know what happened to Silverlight. It got canned. Yeah, leaving a load of people in the lurch. And again, the open source community has picked up where Microsoft could not be bothered. And OpenSilver is actually a thing. Look at this, a XAML designer in VS Code. There isn't even a WPF for .NET. 9.10 XAML designer in VS Code. This is amazing. Deploys web apps or native apps via .NET MAUI hybrid. Whew. Imagine putting this into a .NET MAUI app. We've come full circle, wouldn't we, at that point? So the answer to the question, is WPF dead, is no, it's not dead, but its spirit lives on. And if you're not brave enough to take your XAML skills over to .NET MAUI because you think it's a little bit buggy, highly recommend checking out Avalonia, where you can take your WPF skills cross-platform and get them just out of Windows. But as we've seen, it's only probably still really active in the States, China, UK here is dead, and it is being worked on in the open by Microsoft and these guys keeping the flame alive. Right, thank you very much for watching. Don't forget to like and subscribe if you want more insane yaps like this about old .NET stuff. Thanks for watching.